You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Russia has ordered Twitter to store details of its Russian users in data centers located in the country or face sanctions. Research has predicted how the mobile internet landscape will evolve in the Middle East and North Africa over the next 5 years. And the annual Chinese e-commerce event, Singles Day, was an unprecedented success this year. The Russian's communications watchdog Roskomnadzor has ordered Twitter to store details of its Russian users in data centers located in Russia. If Twitter does not comply, Roskomnadzor has the power to impose fines and even block the site. Twitter has so far refused to comment on the issue. This isn't the first time that Roskomnadzor and Twitter have been at loggerheads. Earlier this year, Roskomnadzor demanded to know why Twitter had not released any account holders' details in response to 108 such requests from the Russian government, despite complying with 80% of requests from the US government. Its latest demand has caused concern amongst human rights groups that the Russian government is trying to exert even more control over the internet in the country. Research by the GSMA has predicted how the mobile internet landscape will evolve in the Middle East and North Africa over the next 5 years. The proportion of 3G and 4G mobile connections in the region is expected to rise from the current level of 34% to 69% by 2020. However, despite the number of mobile broadband subscriptions set to skyrocket, the number of actual people with mobile broadband is expected to rise only slightly from its current level of 54% to 57%. This suggests that the rise in mobile broadband subscriptions will mainly be due to affluent Arabs buying second smartphones rather than a wider segment of society becoming more connected. This inequality is a key theme to the GSMA report. It highlighted that while some countries have high levels of smartphone adoption, such as the UAE and Qatar, other countries such as Iraq, Palestine, and Yemen have smartphone adoption rates of just 17%. Palestine also fared poorly when looking at 3G coverage, with the study revealed to be the only country in the Middle East and North Africa not to have universal 3G coverage. The annual Chinese e-commerce event Singles Day has been an unprecedented success this year. Singles Day was on the 11th of November and is traditionally the busiest online shopping day of the year in China, similar to Black Friday in the US. It began in the 1990s as an alternative to Valentine's Day. The two biggest e-commerce sites, Alibaba and JD, both reported record-breaking sales. At the end of the 24-hour bonanza, Alibaba reported sales of 91 billion yuan, equivalent to $14.3 billion, up 60% on last year. Similarly, although JD did not report its exact sales figures, it did confirm that orders were up 130% on last year. Both sites reported that the majority of online shoppers were accessing the sites via mobile devices, with 86% of China's 650 million internet users going online using their smartphones. Mobile marketing has become hugely important when targeting Chinese consumers. And finally, businesses in Uganda have been urged to embrace the digital age and set up websites and social media accounts. At a seminar for business people held in the Ugandan capital, the CEO of the mobile directory Africa 118, Jerome Makanda, said that it was becoming increasingly vital for businesses to have a digital presence if they want to succeed. Having an online presence, such as a website, sells the business across borders, Makanda said, also urging businesses to ensure their accounts books are in order. Earlier this year, Google recognized the future potential of Uganda's internet market, choosing the country to be the pilot for its Google Link project, which involved laying down fiber optic cables to improve internet access in the country. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening. And be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. Goodbye.